Welcome back to the show. Some other news surrounding the team this week involves a former Houston Texan center, Chris Myers. Now, Chris played in the NFL for more than a decade, most of his career with the Houston Texans, where he never missed a game. Arguably the best center in Houston Texans franchise history, and this week he announced his retirement.
Personally, I just really appreciate what Chris Myers meant to us in our first year here as a coaching staff. Brought great leadership. He was definitely one of the captains of our team. Brought a great intelligence to the position, a great work ethic. Everything you want when you come in as a new head football coach and a veteran football player. Really did a good job in the locker room. He was also the player rep, so we communicated quite a bit. I consider Chris not only a really good player for us, but also a friend.
Heck of a teammate, heck of a family man. It's just a guy that you can't speak enough about. Since the first day I was here, he took me under his wing. He showed me how to be a pro. He's just a wonderful guy. Anything on the field and off the field, you can always count on him. I swear he never sleeps. He's up at 4 a.m, and I swear he's never, anytime you text him, he's awake, and he's always there for you. I know if I could make a family just like him, I'd be the happiest guy alive. He's always there for his family. His family's first, and it's a guy I want to make my life just like.
Just want to acknowledge that I think it's so difficult to play center in this league for 5 years, let alone 10 years, and to play at such a high level for two good organizations in Denver and here in Houston. Just want to congratulate him on a great career, and I would say that looks like the Houston media has acquired a great teammate. So I'm sure he'll do a good job on that side of it too.
Of course, we wish Chris all the success in the world and are definitely glad to have him now on our side in the media. All right, let's turn our attention to the preseason game at number 3 against the New Orleans Saints and find out what your Houston Texans, specifically head coach Bill O'Brien, is looking for.
I don't think it's too much different than the first two. You know, I think that we want to get a lot of guys playing time. I think there's still some at different positions, some tough decisions to be made, and we want to make sure that we get guys in there that we really need to look at and give them quality time in the game. I don't see this as being totally different than any other than the other two games. I know the general concept out there is that the third preseason game is like a regular season game. I for this football team right now, I would say the week is like that. We're trying to get back into a regular season mode where we introduce New Orleans and work on different things that New Orleans does. But when the game comes, it's still a preseason game.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's show. We will wrap it all up for you next week. In fact, next week it's a special one-hour live edition of Texans Huddle leading up to the Dallas Cowboys game. The game will be aired right here on Fox Sports Southwest, and Texans Huddle Live will be at 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock next Thursday. We'll see you then.
Osweiler, quick drop, takes a hit, and it's picked off. Across the 35-40, the 50, the 40 of Denver, the 30, the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Houston.
Guess who?